What do people think about grey squirrels then? Because we used to have red squirrels in the garden. They used to come in the house, you know, play around. And
why do you like red squirrels better than grey squirrels?
Well, they're just so much prettier.
Yeah. Because, they're, because they're smaller and red.
Because they're indigenous.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And like, so let's talk about squirrels and nationhood.
in effect, the American sort of grey squirrels come in, and it's brought disease, and B, it's far superior in the fact that it can eat anything, whereas the poor old red squirrel can only eat certain things. And
so that idea of superiority, like the... is a fairly natural.
I just don't like
because
it's American, really. But you know,
I see. Yeah. If it was the black squirrel invading from Eastern Europe,
it would be smaller
than the red squirrel.
Yeah.
But apparently, I heard recently that there's this little enclave of red squirrels somewhere in Speke or somewhere,
Formby.
And apparently they're very robust and muscular, you know. And, and apparently they're
high protein.
You know more about this?
Okay. No, I don't actually.
Does anybody know more about this?
I like television.
Having watched.
Is this
like
the Hope then? The Great Hope?
The Great Red Hope.
The Great Hope. Is this gene pool in Formby?
The Northumberlands is wiped them out virtually because all the big landowners just like concerted effort. Mm-hmm. And because it wasn't loads of, you know, sentiment and lots of tourists, you know, think they keep anything. You know,
don't
run it to your caravan and lick your hand,
it's
okay. And,
well, there's been a war against greys since, well, I can remember. They used to get food for a tail.
Until about sort of 10 years ago, I'd never seen a grey squirrel.
Then
all of a sudden, they sort of brought the barrier from sort of
Preston
the industrial wastelands of the Lancashire commuter belt and brought into Cumbria and just marched. Marched across, like the ravaging hordes.
No, I mean, I sort of wonder why it bothers me at all that the red squirrels have moved on, but I do, for some reason, feel like it's a bit sad.
I think
they're cute because they move slowly. They're smaller.
Just aesthetically beautiful.
They're going very well with green, don't they? That's the thing about them.
Yeah.
But
they're all the green backgrounds are nice.
I think you're right.
I thought it meant like salad rather than.
It's the threat of the grey squirrel, though, surely. It's the social thing. It's like somebody, a particular family, like, you know, the Smiths moved into town and there were 500 of them and they all started, you know. Breeding much more than everybody else, and I got bloody hell.
I'd love it if some outsiders moved into like this.
Yeah,
it's not Asian families. Then I don't really agree with that because I don't think I am hostile to
them. But you are quite hostile towards grey squirrels. I've heard you go shout at me, run it over when you see them on the road.
But the issue is, that we brought them here. It's not like they kind of invaded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you
I think they are. I mean, it is about, you know, national symbolism and also about. So they really signify something else. I think that's true.
Animals in general are indigenous. There are a whole range of red animals that are indigenous, and a lot of non-red animals like sheep. They're not.
Cows are
red cows.
And
Highland cows aren't indigenous, are they?
Very,
very
few people
related
do not
to
have a stance on the squirrel issue.
Yeah.
It's something that brings out quite a lot of opinions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got friends who.
Is that why you try and make herds look red then?
Yeah.
Reddle.
Must be.
But we've got friends who organise, invite people over to shoot the grey squirrels in their garden. You know.
Yeah, I just think that's amazing. I can't understand that. Something out of just going out and just be killing an animal for absolutely.
But I think, at the heart of it, you were talking earlier about this whale, you know, that you encountered on the beach in Iceland, and how because it just happened. Serendipitously, it just appeared, beached, and it died. Within hours, there were hundreds of people gathered around it, sort of carving bits off of it, measuring it for all sorts of reasons, and just And in a sense, circumstances or cultural sort of circumstances, in a sense, give license to for people just to sort of pitch in and in a sense, become this person that they're not normally, or you know, in other words, they have a license to hunt or to exact some kind of
revenge. What mm-hmm. mentality?
Well,
thing,
with the great spirit, I think it is.
Yeah. What do you read about it? Not just with respect to animals, but everything.
The grey squirrel is incredibly destructive in plantations. The grey squirrel is very destructive. It ring barks, it strips the bark.
No.
I also had a cousin living in the middle of Birmingham who had... Mm. They have to sharpen their teeth on something pretty strong about every hour to maintain their, you know, ability to survive. And they've gone through the electric cables in his attic.
Mm-hmm.
They're incredibly far more destructive, and they're very destructive in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't part of it because we've changed the kind of woodland that we've been growing, and so we've kind of created these habitats for the grey squirrel? Isn't that part
of it? No, because the red squirrel was very happy living here in a changing, evolving. It's they've taken up the space which was left vacant.
Well, a lot of the invasive species are very destructive.
Mm.
I mean,
because they don't have predators as well. Or the same predators.
Mm.
But I had an acre of woodland, and the greys came in, and they've done a lot of damage.
Mm.
I shoot them. I've shot about 6 last year with an air gun, because you just get to the end of your terrace. Why spend £2,000 on a plantation? Because a non-indigenous... destructive animals come in and
why does indigeneity actually matter in this? Surely the issue is that it's destructive, not that it's not indigenous.
Yeah, because the indigenous one doesn't do with the damage, because it doesn't
live
other animals.
Because the indigenous one has a long history of coexisting with a range of plants.
Like the deer.
Like hazel, for example.
It's in sync.
Yeah, and which deer exactly?
But
I mean, there are only two indigenous deer, in fact.
Mm.
Rudolph is the one.
Blitzen.
Maybe we should say something about what we're eating here, because that's also
local.
Yes, yes, yes. I have to say, this is we're eating lamb. And this is for us quite...
Here's a surprise. It's Dolly,
It's quite special because where we are, we have a bit of a land with our house, and we had a problem having someone to come and cut our grass. Yeah? And so a local farmer, kindly in our need, offered to lend us a flock of sheep as lawnmowers in our meadow. And so we've had an experience of sheep, you know, until we came to this one that we're eating here. First one was like, what do they call it? Ewes with lambs. And that was very interesting because, you know, as we mentioned before, we've got these trees. We've grown about, put down about 400 trees on the bank that leads to this meadow. And although we have protected these trees as much as we could, we actually, we've grown them from about a foot high until now they're about, how many feet? I'm always in meters.
15 feet
now. But these little beautiful lambs, they are very, very clever, and very soon they started to find their own ways of actually getting to these tall trees up above the guards that we had put for their deer. And so they would put their stand there on the back
pyramids,
feet.
Stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. And they would put their front, are they called feet?
Yeah.
Up onto the guard and onto the tree, and then they would just bend the tree down, and then just
and walk along it.
Walk along it and just eat everything off it.
And then even each one that did this would then hold it down, and all its mates would come and just eat off the foliage, the horizontal foliage. They're very clever.
Yes,
super clever.
Yeah, and we've been watching them do that.
Make your corner
You didn't shoot them though when you watched them.
No,
we
didn't shoot them.
Only thinking of ways to
them.
Die.
So we were just during this process every kind of day, every evening. Mark and I were just there by the window, running out of the house, you know, rescuing our trees, you know, chasing off the sheep, and this became quite a task. Alaska.
Is it not easier to mow the lawn?
well, this is about 7 acres. Yeah. And then we, in the end, we gave up and we talked to the farmer and told him that his sheep are not really...
The right sheep.
The right sheep. And so he most kindly took his sheep away, and he said that anyway, sheep get very bored with being in the same place. Apparently, you have to move sheep between because they don't like being... You might know this. So... he gave us these most sort of regal looking sheep, which are called Leicester. And we got 8 of them instead of, you know, like...
Big buggers, yeah.
And they behaved in a completely different way. They almost ignored the meadow, apart from just occasionally nibbling at it. But they would just stay on our track. And this is kind of tarmac kind of track. And so basically we had another problem, as you can imagine, that every day when you get to the house, you had to kind of wade through this sheep... and they would just lie there. Even they're obviously some kind of they didn't like nature very much. So they were just
tarmac.
Yes, like the tarmac. And so we went through the third lot of sheep that we have now. But anyway, when they brought the third lot of sheep on, they said to us that they really wanted to give us something as a thanks for allowing. So they brought us this lamb, and we think it's really kind of, for us it's kind of quite important to be eating a lamb, it's eaten our grass and possibly our trees, so I hope it tastes well.
Very delicious.
Do you want to know why the sheep lie on the tarmac?
No, it's
warm.
Yeah. Like my cats are certain positions, that I know there's a hot pipe underneath the floorboards, and that's exactly what.